when we are seated with Jesus Christ, and in your study, what does that really mean? I mean, how does it affect our daily life and the way we make decisions, the way we enter into relationship, the way we approach our work life, if we truly understand, if we truly appreciate the fact that we're already at that table?
Well, for me, I realized that Paul was writing that from, he was most likely in a Roman prison, and he knew something was true about him in this other spiritual realm. He saw himself as seated at this table. So I recognized it in my mind as this royal table. I even visualized King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. And you know it's a round table because no one's more special than anyone else. They're all there as knights devoted to the kingdom. And I began to see my whole life as someone seated at the best table with the best king. And I just, for the first time, took my eyes off myself, focused on Jesus. And the question I asked was, how would my life change if I really believed I had a seat with Jesus? And I thought, instead, because the three things that controlled my life were appearance, affluence, and achievement, the three A's. And I realized seated people don't worry about their appearance anymore because they're too busy adoring Jesus, and they just radiate his love through their face. The second thing was, I don't worry about money anymore because seated people can be set free from the bondage of affluence because they know they have access to all the riches of the kingdom. And then they don't worry about achievement anymore, which was the greatest stronghold of my life, because seated people just abide, meaning they stay really close to Jesus, enjoying him. And the end of it, that section in Ephesians 2:10 says, we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So I thought, I'm just relaxing in my seat, adoring, accessing, abiding, and my life is going to produce incredible fruit that doesn't need to be compared with any other woman or any other person or ministry. And it began to infuse my whole life, though. Our family culture changed. People who know me best say, what has happened to you, Heather? You're a different person. It was a profound, transforming work of the Holy Spirit by using this verse in my life.